USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken are coming to his country. It'll be the first time that senior officials from the Biden administration visited Ukraine since Russia invaded it a couple of months ago. The Pentagon declined to confirm the visit. The White House had no comment. A parade of foreign dignitaries have made their way to Kyiv to show their support for the Ukrainian people. Meanwhile, the Kremlin doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include interest hikes as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that, quote, a blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West hadn't worked. Despite the proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shut down. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin. I have a son of work. I have it's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Russian forces are focused on a steel plant in Mariupol, part of the Kremlin's plan to try and crush the last bit of resistance in the southern port city. It claims that the plant is the last part of resistance and is the only part of Mariupol that has not been captured. Officials claim Russia has fired at least 6 cruise missiles at another port city, Odessa, killing at least 5 people. Ahead of a presidential runoff election in France, President Emmanuel Macron has the lead over his rival Marine Le Pen. A victory for him would mean that he would be the first French president in 2 decades to win a second term. Opinion polls have him winning in a margin that's ranging between 6 to 15%. The civil trial in the case of a murdered University of Virginia lacrosse player set to go on Monday. Yardley Love, killed more than a decade ago by her estranged boyfriend, George Hughley. Hughley is now halfway through his 23-year prison sentence. The civil case is filed by Love's mother, who is seeking more than $30 million in damages. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Another Amazon facility in New York City has a unionization vote coming up. A sorting facility on Staten Island known as LDJ5 will decide on Monday whether or not to go union. The vote comes less than a month after a warehouse in the borough, known as JFK8, voted in favor of having a union. The online retail giant has poured hundreds of thousands of dollars into feeding organizing efforts. It has filed objections to the voting results at JFK8, accusing the National Labor Relations Board of improperly involving itself in the vote and the union of engaging in illegal activity. 70 sheriffs from across the country are asking the Biden administration to extend Title 42, the Trump-era pandemic rule, which is expected to expire next month.
The pandemic-era policy makes it easier for Border Patrol to expel illegal immigrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels joins Fox News and says sheriffs have been asking the Biden administration for help for a while.
Some folks only look at the stakeholders of the activists, the immigration activists, but I don't think they're paying attention to the men and women in green and blue, and they're certainly not listening to the border communities, the sheriffs, the judges, the mayors, and people down at the border or the landowners themselves.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.